Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It has been my experience with therapy that it only works if you go into that office and you just verbally and emotionally throw up everything. Things come out of your mouth, or you're like, oh, I'm so embarrassed for myself. But you got to be 100% honest. And then when your therapist guides you, the second part of this whole thing is let them guide you and take their advice. When you take their advice, good things happen. Abby just learned this lesson.
Who would have thought when you go to therapy and apply it to your real life, it makes a difference? How about it? Now, famously, I have been avoiding therapy for probably 5 or 6 months just because it's expensive. And also, I feel like I'm so self-aware that I'm like, I know what my problems are and I know I probably should be talking to somebody about it. But if I could just do it like the budget way and just ruminate on it enough that I guess eventually something will get figured out, I'd rather do that.
I know you'd rather do that. I just saw a video that rumination is a number one sign of depression. So be careful about your rumination.
Well, you know I'm depressed. So
exactly.
The call is coming from inside the studio.
And I think with therapy, you go to therapy because you already know you have a problem. You have an issue, right? So it's not about figuring out the issue or the problem. It's about getting the tools to fix that problem.
And I question even the theory of self-awareness.
You're saying I'm not self-aware?
I'm not saying you. I'm saying the theory in general, right?
It's starting to sound like you think I'm not self-aware.
No, it's not you. It's not. So self-awareness, as defined, is you looking at yourself and analyzing yourself and being aware of what you know. But you're seeing it through your own lens.
Yeah, but I mean, also, I feel like I'm objective. I feel like that is one of my strongest points, is I'm very objective. I'm not somebody that sees things through the lens frequently of like my own experiences. I feel like I can typically see things from like a 30,000 point viewpoint, which is why I think I've just, again, avoided it, which this is a whole other conversation. But I think I'm at a place where talking about what's going on in my life isn't necessarily the thing that's going to be fixing it, if that makes sense.
But talking about it allows a third party to see it from a different angle and offer insights into ways that you could probably manage it better.
Listen, Kristen, I have a cat to pay for. She just cost me $1,000 because her stomach got a little upset. Mommy can't afford to go to therapy to talk about her sad feelings when she knows that she's sad. So anyway.
Another trip to Dublin. That's all you need.
Honestly, that's what I need, is another trip to just distract myself from my sad boy feelings. So anyway, back to the original point of my story is I was reflecting on a therapy session I had a while back ago where I really got some advice that I was reluctant to take at first. And then when I started using it, I was kind of like, oh, that's actually like very beneficial. Shout out to therapists I've been to in the last year. I know some of them are listeners. You're really helpful. I'm only avoiding you because I'm broke. But she gave me this really great piece of advice that I used in Pilates of all places. So I recently switched from going to like high intensity workout classes and started going to Pilates because it's a little bit more low impact. It's really hard. And I have been suffering. If you follow me on Instagram, you know I have been suffering through my Pilates transition. It is some of the worst pain I've been in my entire life. I don't know.
More so than Orange Theory and lifting heavy weights? This is tougher.
Huh? This is the hardest thing I have ever done. And the worst part about it is I feel like it perfectly encapsulates the female experience, where we're all just miserable and in so much pain, but we're all in our cute little outfits and we're all silent. Like, that's the worst part of Pilates, is that nobody, I'm in the corner like mouthing obscenities. I'm like, and everyone else is just there like looking so cute in their little Lululemon outfits, grinning through it.
Is there no music?
There's a little bit of music.
Oh, okay.
But it's like kind of low. Oh. And yeah.
You've got me so intrigued. Is it this is going to take us off for a second. Is it just the holding the poses and the burning, or is it the Because it's not a lot of weight. It's bands, yeah. Right? So what's the painful part of it?
For me, it's like my body does not have the muscle capacity to execute these moves. Mm. Because your body is moving in a way that is just not... You're not lifting a weight. You're working new muscles. And so half of the pain is the fact that, like, they're telling me to put it on the heaviest springs because everyone's been doing this for 2-3 years. And my muscle hasn't been woken up since I was in the womb. So you're working these muscles that you're not used to, and they're putting it on these really hard resistance that everyone else seems to be able to do. And it's, you can't be quick through it. You have to be slow and you have to pulse and then you have to do the, it's just a lot. So anyway, what I'm trying to say is that I'm not a Pilates princess. I am a Pilates popper the way I've been doing these moves. It's really sad. And I had to talk myself through some of these moves because I was in so much pain through some of these exercises that I had to remember some advice I had gotten in therapy where I kind of have to picture my mind as a garden. And sometimes you have to water your mind with words. Like, you have to tell yourself things to be able to start believing them. And to me, that has always sounded very woo-woo. Mm-hmm. I grew up in a very, like, gruff family where it was just kind of like...
Grin and bear it,
get things done. And words of affirmation, I wouldn't say were very... were abundant in this environment. Not to like hate on my childhood by any means, but like talking yourself up was like not the way to go. It was almost like talk yourself down so that you're motivated to do better. And so I'm sitting there in the scrambled egg position, which is as bizarre as it sounds, where you're like on all fours and then you've got your leg out and you've got to swing it back and forth all while you've got the resistance band on.
Like you're peeing on a fire hydrant?
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then there's the fire hydrant one that you got to do right after it. And I'm just talking to myself and I'm like, you can do this, Abby. You are strong. You are capable. You are fit. And it was so weird. Like the more I talked to myself and the less like obscenities I screamed under my breath, like the easier the move became. And I was like, wouldn't you know?
It's crazy what happens when you're kind to yourself.
It's crazy what happens when you don't degrade yourself for the sake of motivation.
So,
that was a ball.
I've read a lot of books and watched a lot of videos about this very thing. Also, it's like your body doesn't know it's a lie. So when you say something to yourself, your body believes it. So that's why you shouldn't be self-deprecating. And if you want to have positive results, you have to believe in what you're saying. And that's how your body reacts. It is very woo-woo.
So it's very, very woo-woo, but it worked. I mean, I'm sitting there and all of a sudden I'm like crying in pain from doing the scrambled egg move. And then all of a sudden it feels a little bit easier. So note to self, say a couple nice words to your mind so that it can flourish and grow.
If you get into the right/wrong algorithm, there are experiments done with people in the gym. And the scientists will say, when you're doing these lifts, think negatively, like you're having a really hard time and you just want to get out of here. And the weight is so much heavier. And then they ask them to think positive thoughts that I can see my muscles growing. I know this is good for me. And it's so much easier to handle the exact same weight just with that mind tweak.
Yep. So water your mind today, kiddos. It's going to work.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.